Welcome to Minor Sevenths Podcast for the summer of 2024, where we'll be playing the best in current, non-mainstream acoustic guitar music. I'm your host, Scott Millsop. In this program, Daniel Voth and Pino Forestier with Tommaso Alfonsi. Candy Rat recording artist Daniel Voth didn't want to create just another fingerstyle album in 2024. And wow, did he come through on that promise. His goal for his new album, entitled Harmonic Dreams, was instead to create a cinematic collage, both epic and dynamic, and he enlisted the assistance of audio engineer extraordinaire Antoine Dufour to make that happen. The extent to which Voth would reach to craft together these complex but brief soundscapes is told by the backstory of one tune you'll hear next, called In the Zone. In the Zone uses left and right hand tapping from start to finish, each tap note first recorded separately to create a full 4-octave tapping library. The same notes on multiple strings were sampled due to the tone being different depending on the gauge of the string. Notes were then programmed one by one from start to finish, 4 separate mics used as well as the output from the acoustic guitar pickup for a total of 5 tracks per note. In total, 80 guitar tracks were utilized. Voth jokes that during the engineering process, conversations with Dufour went something like this, nearly absurdly, over and over. Okay, Antoine, the 5th/8th note in the 7th measure of the 4th section is the A, played on the 5th string on the 7th fret. Added to this incredible sound montage are the ethereal and angelic vocals of session singer Maretta Solvet, who contributes her talents on several other tracks. The title appropriately refers to the state of mind for when an athlete can't miss a shot. A person is totally focused on whatever they're doing and time seems to slow down, and that's called In the Zone.
Thank you.
The next tune from Daniel Voth may be considered a more standard fingerstyle composition were it not for the shifting odd time signature, alternating between 3-4 and 7-8 during the midsection, and the incorporation of a symphonic feel expertly contributed by string composer Maria Grigorieva. Maretta Solveig's vocals again lift the vibe into the stratosphere, and this one is called Flow. In a 20-year career, Italian guitarist Pino Forestier has released 9 albums as a leader and has extensively performed throughout the USA, Canada, Europe, and Japan. A curious and relentless experimenter, a lover of all great music from Baroque to rock, today the ex-classical 6 and 10-string guitarist performs and records often with a custom 19-string variant of the harp guitar of his own design, called a lab guitar. His most recent release, called Conversation, is a duo with guitarist Tommaso Alfonsi, who has also become a proponent of the lab guitar, though his collection mainly explores instrumental collaborations between one acoustic and one electric guitar. The title track is a song originally created for a trio performance in agreement with John Stropes for his students at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. The counterpoint has some obvious changes in his duo version, but has remained unchanged in structure. Take a listen. Conversation. The next track has made a few appearances by Forestier in the past, on 2008's Why Not, and with the Guitar Republic Trio in 2010. New life is breathed into the composition here, with a nod to the spirit of Steve Reich and Philip Glass's American Minimalism. Here's Rito. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Please stop by Minor Seventh's website at www.minorseventh.com for reviews of other great acoustic guitar music, including Sophia Boros, Tinsley Ellis, and many others.